Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having Caleb Barlow back on the show. Caleb hasn't been with us for a long time. We've missed having him on the show. But he's still out there rocking and rolling in the marketplace, doing good work. He's vice president of threat intelligence and IBM security. And he's become one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. And he's behind IBM's X-Force Command, the world's most sophisticated cyber simulation environment program, and a number of other credentials that I don't have time to read because we got stuff to do here. But he's
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, Caleb. Thank you again for joining us again. We've missed having you on the show. I want you to take a minute, though. I want to take this segment and get you to give us a little bit of a tour. In your perspective, where you think things are from a cybersecurity standpoint, can small businesses actually defend themselves? Are our big customers, are they actually capable of warding off Iran and North Korea and Romania and China? I mean, where do things stand right now?
Well, I think the first thing you have to understand in this space, Jim, is that you have to look at this just like we look at any other business, because interestingly enough, once you get past the headlines of it was the Russians or the North Koreans or the Chinese or all that silly stuff, right, the simple reality is most of what we see on a daily basis is highly organized criminal gangs. And let me put this in perspective. This is now a $600 billion annual dark criminal industry. Okay, now let me put that in perspective. That's more than the GDP of countries like Ireland and Portugal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how big of a criminal enterprise this now is,
and
all focused on stealing everything from intellectual property to your passport.
And, you know, Caleb, back in, I'm going to say 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, when I was traveling around the country with some of your cohorts at IBM talking about this stuff, and you guys were building out the cloud, that number that you just gave was 20 times smaller. It's gone up. It's gone 20 times what we were telling people back in those days in 10 or 11 years.
Oh, absolutely. And here's the next pivot that we have to think about, right? Most of what we've all dealt with so far is what we call data exfiltration, right? Bad guy breaks in, gets access to data, steals it, and then extorts it in some way for money, profit, or influence, or locks it up with ransomware.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost all of what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But what's coming next is data manipulation,
hmm,
where the bad guy breaks into a system and changes it, tweaks the financial record, modifies the supply chain, tweaks the vote. You know, this is the stuff we've got coming next. And the problem with that, Jim, is that it breaks trust.
Right.
And when you break trust in a system, now you got a whole other slew of problems that we aren't used to dealing with yet.
And when you say data manipulation, is this where they deny service? Is this like ransomware?
This is where, so imagine you're a bank and you've got a whole bunch of financial records.
Right.
Rather than going in and stealing all the private information, what if I just went in and changed somebody's account balance?
Wow.
Good luck finding that.
Yeah. What if they sent one of my customers an invoice that was wrong, was so badly wrong that it made the customer mad and they went away?
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's why they want to do that. When I go in and I steal data, right? I as a bad guy, put yourself in the mind of a bad guy, right? I go in, I steal data. Well, now I got to sell that data to make money on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to go on the dark web. I got to package it up. I got to sell it. Then I got to wash my money so I can make legitimate earnings,
right,
out of it and, you know, buy that car, right, I want or whatever, right? That's a lot of work and effort And there's a lot of opportunities along the way to get caught. Now, if I go in and manipulate data, there's all kinds of ways I can profit off of it that appear to be legitimate, right? I can reroute a supply chain. I can change a financial record. I can short a stock. So that's the other aspect of this that gets really interesting for the criminal mindset.
Right.
It's a lot more, quote-unquote,
Are they also looking for information? Are they looking for inside information? You mentioned shorting a stock. Are they looking for that kind of thing? Are they doing that kind of targeting?
In fact, this is happening both on the legit as well as the illegit side. So not only are the bad guys looking for inside information, but one of the things you will see nowadays on, you know, for example, publicly traded companies, so a lot of your listeners' customers, is that when a breach occurs, you will see trading occur on that stock almost immediately.
Wow.
Now built into hedge fund trading algorithms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the problem is you not only have a technical crisis now, you got a financial crisis.
Hold on that thought. When we come back, Caleb's going to talk to us about how to solve this, how to prevent this from happening to us. And that's happening after the break. 20 Tales, stay with us. Caleb Barnes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.